At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with David Recken, and it's CIFAR, is how you pronounce it?
That's correct, CIFAR.
Tell us a little bit about your company, first of all.
We're a precision weaving company out of Switzerland, and we provide fabrics into a variety of industries that cover everything from mining, refining, medical, wastewater, screen printing, a whole variety of items.
Your session that you spoke in here was on new processing technology and products from wet mill. Tell us a little bit about what you wanted to, some takeaways.
Mainly that the cloth, we're looking to provide cloth for the rotary vacuum drum filters. And that's an item that doesn't look too sophisticated, but there's really quite a bit of science that can go into it. There's primarily 3 to 4 cloths that seem to work well for the majority of the applications, but CIFAR has long been a problem solver, so we're looking to look at what the problems are for the various customers and give us an opportunity to see what we can do for them. So in the end, we're looking to improve their process and their performance.
So do you then work with, like, would it be a customer mill or facility?
We work sometimes at the corporate level. We'll start at the corporate level and then be directed to work down with the individual plants. But ultimately, we end up working with the process engineer in the area that's handling the gluten dewatering. And we try to find out what their problems are, what their goals are, what's the measurables they're using. And based on, you know, where they perform within the industry, we look to see if we can bring them up to speed or make some improvements. In some cases, they might also be processing techniques from their end. It's not simply the cloth. There are a lot of things that go into making our cloth work well.
So what can this mean for a company that's in the wet mill business?
What we're looking to do is really to reduce the amount of filtrate solids, which that gets reintroduced to the system. So essentially you're processing the same material twice and adding cost. We're trying to increase the longevity of the belts. And we're trying to lower the moisture content in the gluten, so to reduce the utility costs, let's say at the drying end. So again, wherever we can help them to reduce costs or increase throughput, that's the goal.
Well, that all works to the bottom line, so that's what's important. Well, thank you very much, David, for visiting with me here. He is one of our speakers at the CUTC, as we call it, being held in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.